Yes, it is the Davabet Welsh Premier League podcast. No, we've not gone all Scottish. The Proclaimers are playing in homage to 500 man Colin Keaton, who's notched up 500 games at Bala. We'll be talking more about his side and him later. We'll have a look at the bumper batch of weekend and midweek games coming up. First, let's get Mark Jonah Jones's thoughts on some cracking games just gone. And Jonah, I think we have to start with that Scorio game you were at last weekend between Newtown and Rhyl. That was a bit of a thriller, wasn't it?
Mark, it was a fantastic... Well, the second half especially was fantastic. We had everything you'd want to see in a football match. It was, penalties... given and missed. There was goals missed in 6 yard boxes. There was brilliant saves, and one of the talking points of the game was the penalty given, which Matty Owen missed, but the Bruce Grobbelaar antics of the goalkeeper Teddy McCormick. It was brilliant to watch. The penalty was given, he put the ball down, and then McCormick walked towards the ball, and he did his antics, and for me he won a battle of wits there with the young Matty Owen.
Yeah, if you watch our back on the Scorio replay, you see that. When you were saying Bruce Grobbelaar, though, I was looking for the wobbly legs. I didn't see any wobbly legs in McCormick's performance because I thought McCormick was outstanding. And there's a couple of saves throughout the game, isn't there, where he saves the bacon, really, doesn't he?
Well, he's 32. He's been brought in now by Gareth Owen, obviously, to bolster their squad. And what a brilliant man of the match performance from him, because... a couple of saves he made were excellent, and he's earned his team the points as well as they played Rhyl. Rhyl were bottom of the league, and they just didn't look a bottom of the league side. I was watching bottom against top after three games, and I was being honest, I don't know who will finish higher out of the two teams.
Well, let's hear what Newtown boss Chris Hughes had to say about that defeat with Rhyl.
That's probably the best. Second half performance was probably the best we've played all season. We created really good chances. We missed a penalty. They defended well, the keepers had a good game, the keeper was man of the match, so that probably tells you everything about the game, really. I thought we were desperately unlucky not to take anything second half. The first goal was a bad touch on the edge of the box, and then Dave hit a deflected shot, which has crept in the corner. The second one, we were disappointed how we allowed their midfield player to run in behind us, but it's a good strike from the edge of the area by the lad. But then that had sort of kicked us on and galvanised us a little bit, and I thought we penned them back, got on the front foot. We did things in the second half that we didn't do in the first half. Play with a bit more tempo, a bit more pace, and on another day we could have drawn the game and even could have snatched the game at the end. This is what happens sometimes in football. We're four games in, we're in a fantastic position, we're 9 points. Every team in the league would probably swap with that. So plenty to be positive about.
Now, we talked about McCormack doing a great job in goal. Let's talk about another goalkeeper who caught my eye this week, Conor Roberts down at Bangor. I mean, he put in some good saves this week as well, didn't he?
He was brought in last season in the last 10 games, and I think that's where they started their marvellous run, their last 10-game run. Conor Roberts is a good goalkeeper. I know there were people from other leagues interested in him in the summer, but key for Bangor. But again, topsy-turvy, Bangor at home to Carmarthen. Most probably the smart money would have been on Bangor at home, and what's happened there? The young Carmarthen outfit have gone and scored two goals from set plays, which, you wouldn't say that was their strength, but that's the way the league seems to be going at the moment. It's surprising us all over the place.
Bangor, when they're picking up points, are picking them up away from home at the moment. Should they worry about that the fortress isn't the fortress?
Newtown were the only two who were, getting it right all over. And all of a sudden they got beat. So everybody's in the same boat at the moment. So I think points are good anywhere. Bangor, our Bangor, a bit like West Ham start, but they went away in the Premier League and they've had two massive wins at Chelsea and Arsenal. So I think Slaven Bilic said last night, doesn't matter where you pick the points up. Obviously, it's lovely to put in good performances in front of your own fans, but the points are points, mate, wherever you pick them up, away or home.
Now, another team that picked up the points and a great birthday celebration, if you like, for one man, Colin Keaton, man who leads Bala. 500 games he's done for this Welsh Premier League. Let's talk about that game first and that 2-0 victory for Bala. What's your assessment of that performance, Jonah?
If anything, they cruised the game, I think. An early goal by John Irvine after 3 minutes, and David Artell getting one after 70 minutes obviously settled any nerves. They look strong. I think I said it a couple of weeks running, again on the highlights, the number 11, Kieran Smith, he looks a classy player. I'm sure they'll come. I'm sorry if Colin is listening to this, but he looks like a player who could go places.
And coming back to Colin, his service to that club has been 500 games. It's been extraordinary and they've had some good times. What's your assessment of what Colin has brought to that club over the time? And, you know, why is he so special and why has it happened with him there?
You know, he's a good man. He's a good football man. That's why if it's good football, people get a chance to stay in the game. And, you know, he's been obviously got a superb relationship with his chairman and he works hard. Obviously, he's got Ballatart and to have 500 games under your belt at one club is fantastic, and he's just progressed that club to where they are now. They're a European and could become a regular European, you know, visitor every summer. What a journey, Colin Keating. I'm sure, you know, there's not many people have them records, and well done to him.
And he's done it in a low-key way, hasn't he? I mean, let's be honest, to some people in Welsh football, Ballard's not a fashionable club. They've just got on with it there, haven't they?
Perhaps it suits Colin. Perhaps he's that type of man, you know. I don't think he's not, you know, your Jose Mourinho. I think he's more of a want the television and the papers all over him, even at our level. It goes around it in a quiet way, but he's got a great set of players. And by the look of it, now he's assembled, you know what I mean, a loyal set of players, because there was hardly any movement this season. He's brought in a couple of players, the likes of Rob Pearson, Kieran Smith. You know, there's not many people wanting to leave Ballard. And one of the key signings of the season, undoubtedly, it's gone under the radar with a few people, but the man who scored the glory goal which put Ballard into Europe for the first time, John Irvine, went to New Zealand for a year out of the Welsh Premier. He's come back. What a key signing Irvine is. He's got a goal this weekend, his first one of the season, but his pace and defensive qualities are key to Ballard's season.
Now, before we move on to next week, one of the other standout results for me, Haverford West points in the bank against MBI Llandudno, who did quite well at the early part of the season.
Well, there you go. It's after four games. I think after the first game, MBI, you were drumming it into myself and everybody else to have their house on.
There's still time, Jonah. There's still time.
Yeah, well, you could send a check to my house. But, sorry, again, I'm not allowed to bet. But, listen, I speak to Alan Morgan quite regularly, and Alan Morgan is, you know, he would definitely be happy to finish 8th or 9th in this league. He would jump up and down if he had that stat already, right? When you come into this league, you know, you might have a couple of flash wins. I think it was last season. Unfortunately, I think Prestatyn were top at one stage. They had 9 out of 9 points, I think, Prestatyn. And you know, they went down, I think. So you have to be careful what you wish for early on in the season. But marvellous for Haverford West to get the 3 points. I know what it's like. The club is a brilliant football club. The manager is keen as mustard, Wayne Jones. And they set up another couple of big games for him. They go there on the road. Haverford West are back on the road at Abril this weekend, which will be another massive game. Real will look on that as one they most probably want to win now. Haverford West, I'm sure, will take a point. But then we go into a couple of local derbies the week later in midweek games. And that's going to be very interesting. You know, so Carmarthen, Haverford West, Port Talbot, there's a couple of local derbies coming up and they'll be games where the manager will target points, and that's where the manager, Wayne Jones, will target a couple of points in local derbies.
And when you've got a doubleheader that's coming up now, like we've got the weekend games and then the midweek straight after, do you look at the two games together or do you think one game at a time when you've got them that close?
It's definitely one game at a time, Mark. Definitely one game at a time. We're not English Premier League clubs with 30 players in the squads who they can pick and choose from and give people rest. You know, there's very few clubs in our league would be able to do that. And by the way, the results are going. Who can tell you who's going to be two over the three games?
Well, let's move to the next 7 days because it is bumper, isn't it? Friday, Saturday, Tuesday games. So Bangor seem to struggle getting those points at home. Their first game this weekend is a Friday night game at Ballard. Now, if Bangor are good away, this could be a good one for them. But as we talked about, Ballard are good anywhere at the moment.
The two Friday games, I hope I'm not jumping the gun here, but there's also a game at the old Gold where Carmarthen take on Aberystwyth. They are brilliant games. If you're a football fan, the Ballard-Bangor game and the Carmarthen-Aberystwyth games, they're great games to go and watch. And every one of them teams, you know, the four teams, will be playing to win. They will all believe they can win them games. So they'll be really, really entertaining. As the league may say, Ballard will be favourites against Bangor, Carmarthen may be favourites against Airbus. I hope we can get 1,000 fans at the two games, which will show a significant increase for the Dafa Bet Welsh Premier.
And then that Friday game where you talk about Carmarthen Aberystwyth, for me, I'm looking at that and I'm thinking, if Carmarthen can beat Aber, I'm looking at Carmarthen's next fixtures and I'm thinking there's a possibility they can nick a point at the New Saints on Tuesday. And again, we're talking about Carmarthen being up there, aren't we?
The New Saints away on a Tuesday, that is the graveyard shift, by the way. I can remember my days as a manager. New Saints away in midweek. I've never had so many bad backs or hamstrings in my life. But I'm sure Hazelwood will take a team up there and have a go.
The New Saints were due a big victory and they had it this weekend against Puttalbert. So maybe they've got their rhythm back and they've got some interesting games. Of course, the Carmarthen one on the Tuesday, but they're also away at Airbus and that's the Scorio game this weekend. And arguably, in history, we'll tell you, that's one against two, isn't it?
Yeah, usually. Is first against second, yeah. Whether it will be or not this season is another matter because of the form of all the other clubs. But it's always it's an epic duel when they play the New Saints and Airbus. They're good players, you know. There's not a lot of distance between the two clubs. Usually in the league and in geography, they're close to each other. So it's usually a great game.
Was that your agent, Jonah? Has he got you a new managing job?
It's the wife, son. It's the wife. I'm going to kill her.
That's just almost as bad as the agent, I suppose, isn't it?
Sorry. Still, after four games, New Saints, Bala, Airbus, if I was, there or thereabouts, they won't be far away. All I can say, Mark, is when I watched the bottom versus top last Saturday, Rill, as the bottom club, definitely told me, right, that they will not be in the bottom two at the end of the season. From last weekend, that's the biggest thing I picked up from that game, that they definitely won't be in the bottom two at the end of the season.
Excellent. Well, Jonah, it's been a pleasure talking to you as always. Thank you very much for your insight. And I tell you what, the wife is definitely after you. Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned, mate.
I'm sorry. Two calls she's had, right? That's two calls, right? We've been married 30 years. Third one and it was all over. Thanks, Mark.
Well, a big thanks to Mrs. Jonah Jones for a cameo role there. I hope we're not paying her. We haven't got a budget for that. We'll be back next week. A day later, we're going to be out on the Thursday to look back at that bumper batch of midweek results and forward to another weekend of Dafa Bet WPL action. Tell your friends, tell your enemies, just don't tell the tax man.